Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I'm delighted that you're here with me again today. Today I wanted to ask you a question. Do you know what the secret is to creating a great blog? Well, I know you've probably heard the expression content is king. In fact, I think I talked about that lately. In fact, I believe that Bill Gates supposedly came up with that expression. I'm still not 100% sure that's true, but anyway, he supposedly coined that expression years ago. Well, anyway, regardless, it is true that content and great copy is essential to hook your reader. But you know what? Images play an important role as well. So today I'm going to share with you a whole bunch of different ways that you can use images to make your blog more appealing to read, to keep your readers coming back, and increase your credibility. And of course, if you keep getting readers coming back, and if you are following the golden rule of blogging that I've talked about in the past, about answering your customers' questions and your prospects' questions, then your blog is going to be able to be a tool that you can use to be able to get new clients or customers for your business. So let's go through these different ways. So number one is branding. A compelling header is one of the most important elements of your blog, because if you've got a good logo, that's going to establish your brand. And then, of course, you can also use the design to convey the message that you want your audience to learn about you. Second is to have images in your articles that will actually make your blog content visually interesting, and it helps keep visitors on the site longer. Now, another thing you can do is make it easy for your readers to connect with you on other social networking platforms by adding those social icons, those prominent little buttons that say, you know, Facebook and Twitter. Put those in a prominent place on your blog. Number four is free incentives. So if you are giving away a free report, for instance, or a free video series or something to be able to get new subscribers to your blog, to your mailing list, make sure that you use a compelling image of that incentive so that you can get readers to sign up. Now, another thing is if you have a book to promote, for instance, maybe you have put together a book that you are using as a marketing tool, make sure you have a good image of that book to be able to highlight your expertise and build credibility. Another thing, and I know we've talked about this in the past as well, is presentations. If you have like a presentation you've put onto SlideShare or something like that, you can actually put that into your sidebar as a way to be able to highlight your expertise and include a call to action. And so if you have a strong visual on there, it's going to entice your readers to find out more about you and what kind of how you can be able to help them in their personal or business lives. Another thing is, of course, now if you sell products on your website or your blog, you definitely want to make sure that you've got really good images that will highlight whatever product it is that you have to sell. Now, also, if your photo isn't in the header, put a photo in the sidebar so that people can actually feel a real connection with you. So that's another type of image, is actually using a photo of yourself in there. Let's see. Number nine, believe it or not, this is number nine already. You might want to deal with highlighting navigation for internal links. So if you've got other information on your blog that readers may miss otherwise, so make sure if you're using some sort of image or something that you highlight that. And same thing with if you have something else you want to offer your readers, maybe a free app or something. Again, make this link appealing to get them to move off your site as well. And let's see. Another thing is to deal with clients and sponsors. So another way that you can demonstrate your expertise is to highlight those folks by posting their logos. But of course, make sure that you do have approval first. Now, have you won any awards or something for related to your industry? Well, go ahead and put share the badges of that prize or award that you've won, because again, this can be an excellent credibility booster. And if you can, you know, you either put it in your sidebar or maybe you put it on your about page, something like that. But to be able to let people know, hey, you know, this is what I've done. That's a good thing to do. Another thing you can have is to display widgets that highlight the size of your online community, such as the total number of blog subscribers and Facebook fans. I think you used to be able to do it for Twitter, but I believe I've been reading lately that Twitter is kind of getting rid of that feature, so you might not be able to do that one. And finally, most social networking sites, of course, have widgets themselves that you can embed on your blog that display current activity. So, for instance, I know on my blog, if you go down to the bottom, you'll see both my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed from my Facebook page. So this, again, these widgets let your readers connect with you on different platforms, so it can help you to grow your social communities. So there you have it. There's, I think, 14 actually different ways that you can use images on your blog to be able to kind of enhance it and get more people to be able to read up on it. Oh, you know what? I'm going to add one more. Another type of image actually specifically that you might want to consider putting on there is an infographic. Infographics are very cool. I was doing that for a while on my blog. I kind of got sidetracked this summer a little bit. I've been busy with some other personal things going on, but I will hopefully get back to posting infographics on my site, because they are very handy, especially when they're done right, to be able to simplify some concepts in your business and things like that. And so infographics are another good image to use. All right. Well, there you have it. That's going to do it for me for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And if you'd be so kind as to leave me a review too, that would be wonderful on either of those platforms. I would certainly appreciate it. And I'd love to be able to connect with you as well on social media. So you can find me on Twitter. My username is @GloriaRand. And use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed. And I would love to be able to connect with you there and know that you're one of our podcast listeners. So until next time, this is Gloria Rand, as always, wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.